Kelcats, welcome back to another episode of Intoxicated. I am your host, Kelsey Davies, and I am here with a very special guest. We have Ashley Marie.
Hello.
She is here, Adventures with Ashley on YouTube. Go check her out. She'll probably start posting again soon.
Maybe someday.
Maybe someday she'll start posting. But Ashley's been in a lot of my YouTube videos. If you guys haven't seen my YouTube channel is K-E-L-S-I space D-A-V-I-E-S. That is Kelsey Davies. If you guys want to check out some videos, Ashley's been to a lot of haunted locations with me. She's been around my weirdness. We've done drunk ghost hunting together.
We've done it all.
We've done everything. So, Ashley, for the first question, what is your intoxicated choice of the night?
Oh my gosh. I have a truly strawberry lemonade.
These are so good, by the way. Like, they literally taste like candy. Like, it's like...
I don't think I've... Okay, I'm gonna try it.
Okay, let's see. First sip.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Her eyes, like, you see it all in her face. Like, ah. And then my choice, I've been smoking some weed. What do I have?
Oh my god.
Where'd it go?
I think it was Girl Scout cookies.
Yes.
Like a hybrid. Girl Scout cookies.
Yes.
So I've been smoking that. It's pretty good. And I also got my Truly at hand. I've taken one sip, but
cheers.
Me and Ashley are kind of lightweight. We kind of have issues.
So bad.
We're kind of lightweight. It's like really lightweight.
Kind of, we are.
We're sharing a microphone today because I usually need another laptop.
So we're like really close.
We're like super close. So we're like,
we're used to
gonna be all up in each other. But we're used to that, you know.
Yes.
So I ended talking about, oh my god.
So we don't know anymore.
We don't know what's happening. So I ended my last podcast. I was kind of going into like different dimensions and the multi-universe theory, just how like there's theories that there are multiple, like, you know, not just one universe, like there are multiple universes. There's a lot of like scientific like theories about that too. And then there's also like theories that there are different dimensions, like you know, we're only like susceptible to four of them, or we only like experience four of these dimensions, but that's like crazy. Scientists have said that they believe there are like at least 10 other dimensions. So like, I don't know what you think about like dimensions, and like,
that's so scary to think about,
right? It's like how little we are and like how much we don't know. Like, it's just like
we're so small in the grand like scheme of things. Like, we're so small.
We are.
There has to be so much more.
No, there has to be.
But I'm afraid. I'm afraid of the unknown.
I know, right? Like, so what do you think? Like, with other dimensions, do you think, like, with spirits and stuff, do you think that they're in those other dimensions that maybe a lot of us aren't able to see and, you know what I mean? Like, not able to experience? Or do you think it's, like, something else?
I don't know. I feel like I've had some experiences where I feel like they are kind of in their own dimension. Like, I think one of the times I was with Tyler, we did a ghost hunt in Catalina, and they kind of talked about...
Catalina is a UFO and paranormal hotspot, by the way.
Very active. But we did this tour, and they took us to one of the haunted hotels there, and they were saying one of the spirits... She's kind of in her own dimension, and she knocks on the door looking for her husband. So she's still stuck in that time, thinking that she's lost, and I don't know. Like,
that's
certain
insane.
Things, you're like, okay, maybe. Maybe they're stuck in their time, or, you know, even when we do see them, they're not aware of us.
Yeah, like, sometimes it seems like they're not aware of us. Sometimes it seems like they're kind of doing their own thing, but then a lot of the times they are aware of us, and they do, like... know how to communicate with us.
So maybe it depends, like, what dimension they enter for that kind of response. Like, either they see you or they... I don't know how that works.
No, I know what you're saying.
Like, I see it, but I don't, like, how. I don't
know. Right, exactly. Like, they're said that all the... Like, it's said that all the dimensions are layered, like, on each other. Like we can't see them, you know?
Right.
And, like, but we are definitely... in a
We're
dimension,
in one, yeah.
Like, for sure, definitely in one, but then they have, like, the 2D, the 3D, like, the 1D, 4D, 5D, what is 5D? I don't know what 5D is. 6D, 7D?
A lot of D's.
There's a lot of D's in this podcast. Welcome to Intoxicated.
But how would that, okay, so say you're, like, a spirit you've passed on, do you think that they would just be able to kind of just enter,
like, hop dimensions,
certain, like, realms? Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I was talking about portals, like, in the last couple episodes, I think. And I've seen portals. Like, I definitely believe in portals. And I feel like these portals do go to other dimensions, but I don't know how. And I don't know, like, why they would travel. Why would they would, like, if there's another dimension beyond this one where they travel to this one, but then they could go back to the other one or, like, go back to another dimension, or I don't know.
Like, how do they do this? Like, the magic school bus? Like,
right. Like, they're like, they hop on. Choo-choo. Oh, wait, that's a train.
That's a freaking train. Get in the bus, choo-choo.
Let's go to another dimension. But, like, there's also, like, the multi-universe theory. I'm, like, typing on my phone. You can hear my long nails.
The ASMR. You're welcome.
You're welcome. I hope you enjoyed this. So there's a theory that there are, like, you know, the universe, like, continuously expands, and it never stops expanding is what they always say. But there are theories that, like, there are multiple universes beyond our universe that continue to expand. And, like, they think that there's, like, at least four or something like that. But I'm like, how do they know, like, there's four? Right. I don't know. But that's, like, a theory, I guess. Like, scientific theory or whatever. Have you, like, heard about that at all?
Very little. Yeah. But I'm very interested in it.
Yeah. So it's, like, basically the multiverse exists outside of our current scientific understanding of reality. Theoretical physics suggests a multiverse is a hypothetical grouping of multiple universes. But I'm like, would that play would that play into, like, dimensions and, like, portals? Like, do you think those other universes, like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. Like, it hurts my brain.
Right?
You know what I mean? Like, do you think that maybe they're able to travel to the other universes? Or do you think that we're maybe stuck in this one and, like, these dimensions on this Earth? Or, I don't know. Because, like, if you were a ghost, couldn't you go to other planets? You know what I mean? Like, hypothetically.
I would hope so. That would be cool.
Right? But, like, a lot of them don't seem to, like, do that.
Right, because it's like they're here. Obviously, we see them. We've experienced things, like.
So it's like those dimensions that are here on Earth, are they stuck in those specific ones?
Earth dimensions, or.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it hurts my brain talking about this stuff, but it's, like, so interesting, and it's, like, anything's possible.
Oh, definitely.
Confronting the multiverse, what infinite universes would mean.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
So long, I'm, like, not gonna read all of it, but
because you have to think, like, we're so small in the whole universe, all the galaxies, everything, like, we are so small. How can you say that we're the only, like, living, you know,
beings? Yeah. Like, I definitely believe there's life on other planets.
There has to be, know? Like, other forms of, like, an Earth, you know, like, yeah, so there's other dimensions and things and so on and so forth for forever.
Yeah.
Infinite. There you go.
And then I feel like aliens, I've said this before, that I feel like aliens could travel through these portals and go to these other dimensions. Like, I feel like they have, like, the technology to have them be able to do that. But, like, so, like, maybe that's how they visit Earth. That's how they visit, like, I don't know, other planets. And like, at the speed of that, like, the speed that they go, like, have you seen, like, videos? Like, I have this whole podcast episode on aliens, but, like, we were talking about these videos where they move like this, and then sometimes they'll just vanish, and, like, you're like, where did they go? Like, do they use these portals? Do they use, like, do they travel at the speed of light somehow? But, like, I don't know.
It's just so mind-blowing to me. Like, I don't know. I can't wrap my head around, like, the galaxies and...
Yeah, like it's like
I'm dimensions, like, portals, the spirit realm, like
there's like pages and pages in all of this. Like, it's like, I don't want to read through all of it so it takes so long, but like, it's weird because it's like a genuine like theory that there's multiple, there's not just one universe, which like the multiverse is the idea that our universe and all that's contained within it is just a small part of a larger structure. This larger entity encapsulates our observable universe. I'm too hyped to read this. As a small part of a larger universe that extends beyond the limits of our observations. That entire structure. So they're thinking of the universe as like this structure. Mm-hmm. Like, I never thought of it that way. The unobservable universe may itself be part of a larger space-time that includes many other disconnected universes, which may or may not be similar to the universe that we inhabit. Decades before we directly detected gravitational waves, we knew that they must exist because we... Wait, what? I don't get it.
So basically, like in Mean Girls, the limit does not exist.
No, for real. The limit does not exist.
It just doesn't, and it goes on forever and ever and ever. That's how my brain works.
Right. Like, if anyone knows anything about the multi-universe theory, just comment below. Like, it's just,
educate us, enlighten us.
It's too much for my brain to handle. I'm like, it's like the structure, but then there's multiple universes. What, like, how would, like, you know how, like carbon reacts with like, I don't know, a chemical or certain way, like on this, in this universe, you know, this universe, like that's how they react to each other. What if in a different universe, like these chemicals react differently with each other and do different things, and there's different chemicals that we don't know about, and like, you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
it's definitely possible.
Like, there could be, like, spaghetti noodle people, maybe. Like, with the way that it's, like, reacted.
I would love to be there.
Like, literally spaghetti noodle people.
Of all the things, give us spaghetti noodles.
I mean, that would be kind of creepy, but going into the creepy. So, Ashley and I have been to some of the most haunted locations in California. Yeah. We haven't
and
really...
some in the U.S. considered in the U.S.
Yeah, yes, considered. So, we have a lot of stories. I feel like we could kind of, like, bring up some stories, individual or, like, from us, like, together. Like, I always think of... So, Ashley and I visited Galster Park.
Oh, yeah.
And that was, like... That's night, wild. I don't know why, but that park was just so haunted. Like, do you remember the story, like, why it was haunted? Wasn't there, like, an abandoned house out
there?
Yeah,
there was, like, a shack.
Like, a shack. Like, what was that?
It was something, like, the guy was, I want to look it up again. But it was something, he had done stuff to children.
Yeah, like, and kidnapped them.
Yeah, he was, like, kidnapping children at the park, and... he kind of made the shack out there.
Yeah.
Like, really hidden, like, up against the hill and behind all these trees and brush. And that's where he hid out from the police and, yeah, you know, trying and, like, not to be found.
I guess he got found eventually or something.
Yeah.
Here, let's see. Okay, all it says is, Galster Park is the centerpiece of some legends concerning a murderer and a rapist whose victims were children. Screams and pleading children's voices are said to be heard late at night, which we heard multiple times in that park. We heard screams. Do you remember that? We both looked at each other like, that was insane. Like,
and it was late at night. So they're... Okay, the park is closed. Park's close to the
public.
We
got, like, special access to the park.
Yes. We had a... we had a hookup, but they let us in to film for her. But it is close to the public.
In the nighttime. Yeah. In the day it's open. Yeah. But there is apparitions of scarred children that are said to roam there as well. There was also the story of a young boy who would greet people at the gate. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. There was a young boy who would, like, I don't know, show his presence to people at the gate and tell them to, like, come in, like, that he wanted them to come into the park. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure if he was, like, an evil spirit or what, or if he was just, like, one of the victims of this murderer. But then there were a bunch of cults and stuff done at that park, and I remember we went to the top of that. Oh my god, my voice.
We went up to the top.
But, like, when we went to the top, there was that big, like, area, like, that it looked like they could do cult things up there.
Their rituals, whatever.
Wasn't there like cult stuff there or something?
I think there was stuff like drawn on the ground or like burnt candles or something. Yeah,
didn't someone find someone like hanging up there, remember?
I think so, because there's now cameras all over that whole park. We ran into those.
They think someone was sacrificed maybe or hung them. I don't know. It was like kind of a weird story. I can't really remember.
I think there was a lot of different things that played into that park. It was just really dark. Like it people was so went dark. There to do bad things. And it's not a bad park. I don't know. Just the energy, I guess.
Yeah, it was like a really pretty park, but when we went there, like when you walked in, like you could just feel it. You could feel how like
you feel weird. You feel like you're being watched. And you feel you feel energy all around you.
Yeah, you feel like you walk in and you feel like people are looking at you from the bushes. We kept hearing things in the bushes.
Voices,
like voices, whispers, movement. Like, I don't know, maybe there were animals or whatever. Right. But the voices and the screaming, we would hear like these screams way in the distance. Mm-hmm. And we would all hear it and be like, what was that? Like, Tyler was there too. Yeah. And we were all just like freaked out. So
the dancing leaves. Okay, mind
you. Oh my God, I remember that.
Fully aware, there's wind, there's all that. I completely understand that. This whole tree full of leaves, there's only one moving, and it's just like
doing its own little swinging. Like we were cracking up, but it was kind of weird now that I think about it. I'm like, why was like that one leaf moving?
Just one. I'm like, okay, that's weird. And I'm sure there's other logical reasons, but being at the place that we were, it's like, okay, come on.
I know, literally. And then we've also been to, like, the Queen Mary so many times.
My favorite place.
That's, like, kind of where we started hanging out. Like, Ashley was on a live stream. And I was, like, she was, like, on the Queen Mary with Tyler. And I was, like, hey, like, I want to come. Or I don't know what we were saying. Like, what did I say?
Oh, yeah, like, remember. I'm not that far. Like, you know, I want to come down. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, and Ashley was like, Kelsey, like, on the live stream. She's like, Kelsey, come. I was like, okay. So I went there, and we walked around the ship. We just both love the ship. Like, there's so much history and so many hauntings. If you guys don't know what the Queen Mary is, it's this super haunted ship in Long Beach, California. It was a ship that went through World War II. It was used. So originally, it was made as, like, a cruise line for, like, the top class people, you know, like this elegant cruise line. And then during World War II, they turned it into the Grey Ghost, and it was basically a hospital boat for all like the war heroes or whatever, or all the warriors. What are they called?
Veterans.
Whatever
you want to
call them. All the war fighter people. What is it
called?
We're
very educated.
I'm like so high.
War fighter people.
It was a hospital boat for the people from the war, the servicemen, the people from the war.
Yes.
So like there was a lot of deaths on that boat, like a lot. And then they turned it back into like a hotel after. Mm-hmm. And then there were people who would like mysteriously drown in the pool and jump off the boat. There was just a lot of weird things with the boat, and now, like, it's a hotel, but I don't think you could stay in it anymore, unless you rent it out or something.
I don't know. I hope they save it. It's going through
Hashtag save the Queen Mary, everyone.
Save the Queen Mary. We need it. It's our baby.
It is our baby. It's literally our child, but a fun fact is my grandpa actually sailed from I don't know where he was coming from, but he sailed to America on the Queen Mary when he was 8 years old.
That's so cool.
And I remember we took him on the ship, and he was like, I didn't have any paranormal stuff happen to me on the ship. But I was like, you went like so long ago, you know, right? Like there could have been or whatever. But that ship is known to be haunted. Like, it's known worldwide to be a haunted ship for a reason.
Yeah, definitely.
You ask the employees experience things. They have, like, a booklet of guest complaints from the rooms, like, of paranormal activity. Mm. What's, like, the craziest thing that happened to you on that ship?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many things I could say. I think probably one of the craziest would be down by the pool room.
That's where Jackie haunts.
Yes, Miss Jackie.
Ugh.
So it's known to be kind of like the vortex of the ship. That is kind of where they're all coming and going from. So So that's one of my favorite places to hang out down there. And we found one night this young boy. I think he was probably like 14, 15. And he was just as curious with, you know, the paranormal.
Yeah.
He's down there by himself. His mom's upstairs asleep. So we're all just kind of like standing there talking. And we're kind of standing in like a triangle, just standing around talking to each other.
Yeah.
And sharing experiences or whatever. And they go up against the glass windows off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about how cold it was for whatever reason. And who I was with, they asked me, like, oh, that's so cold. Like, did you touch it? And then this very distorted woman's voice was all like, did you touch it? And we all just froze. And
oh,
mind you, this
gosh.
Was probably like 2 in the morning. No one's around. No one's messing around.
Yeah.
And, you know, no one can get around on the other side. So
yeah.
No one's like, oh, they're just messing with you or someone
right,
like.
Right.
No one could have done that. No one was there. It was literally just the three of us. We're like.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy when you hear them in person. Like, because I hear them often, like, speak to me and stuff. But when it's that loud and there's no one there.
Yeah.
And it's that clear and everyone hears it. It's just different.
Yeah.
Like, that's so insane.
Yeah.
It's so unexplainable.
Yeah.
I guess they were.
Right?
I guess they were. Unexplainable.
No, we hear her. We hear this voice and we're standing in that triangle and the floor is carpet.
Yeah.
But underneath it must be wood
mm-hmm.
because it lifted. It was like floorboards underneath our feet all lifted. So we're all standing there. We kind of shifted. We didn't fall over, but it was enough to be
what?
Like, whoa. And we're like, okay, this boat is docked. Like, it's still,
yeah, it's
no
not,
one's around.
There's
it's
no
quiet.
Waves. It's like in the harbor.
Right.
Like, it's.
They're not working on it. So, you know, we hear her. We're all like, okay, what the heck? And then that moved. So we're like, okay, like. Woman's got a lot of energy.
Yeah,
apparently.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder, do you think it was like a grown woman?
Yes.
Wow.
Just the way her voice sounded.
Right, right.
I do believe there's stories. I think her name's Amanda in the ship as well. So
okay.
There's Jackie, and then there's like an older woman that hangs around Jackie.
Interesting.
From what I've heard.
That's weird because, like, down in the pool area, I had a weird experience. Like, we were on the tour, and it was kind of, like, down that hallway. I think kind of near the hallway you're talking about by the pool with the glass.
And then the restrooms are on
yeah,
okay, yeah,
yeah. It was down that hallway. And it was Maddie and I and a tour guide. And, like, we were the only ones on the tour. So we got, like, this private tour. Like,
fun.
Yeah, like, no one was there. And we just, like, went. We were like, okay, this is cool. So we went on the tour, and he took us down that hallway. And a lot of weird stuff happened on that tour. Like, I had one of my first medium experiences there. Like, it was pretty crazy. But we, like, were walking out of the hallway, and we hear, like, this high-pitched scream. Like a scream. And we all heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And the tour guide was like, no one's allowed down here. Like, so he's going, like, trying to bust someone for sneaking down there. He walks down the hall, goes in, like, down... like the other hallways or whatever, looks around, there's no one there. Like, no one. And I just, in my head, I was like, it sounded like a little girl. And I was like, that's Jackie. Like, it sounded kind of demonic. And people believe that Jackie is a demon.
I've heard
that says, stories. Yeah, that says that. And I believe it. I definitely believe that Jackie's not, like, a good spirit. Like,
tries
I've had.
To lure them in,
I've had an experience. Like, people think that she, like, had something to do with people drowning in the pool too, but no one recorded named Jackie ever died on the ship. But I mean, that doesn't mean other spirits can't come visit the ship,
right.
You know, like at the Winchester House, there were spirits there that didn't die there, but like, it's just weird how she's a residual ghost on that ship, and that ship has a lot of demonic entities in it.
There's
like,
a lot of dark energy.
A lot of dark energy. Like, room B340. Like, you've been in that room. Do you have any experiences in that one?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I had been in there with Oh My Gosh TV and James the Fam, and I just remember it feels so heavy in that room.
Yeah.
The sink turned on a few times.
That's
in the bathroom. We would hear things kind of move, and I know they had a lot of stuff, like, come nighttime, like,
I
in
bet.
The dark, knocks on the walls and taps and weird stuff like that.
Yeah, I only went in that room once, and Omar was the one he rented it out or whatever, and I came to his meet and greet, and he brought us all in the room. And I did like a weird Ouija board session and like it dragged me across the table. Like it literally like dragged my arm across the table, God. Off the board. You know, we did like we made our own spirit board. We called it a spirit board. And literally like was dragging me. And you just felt the darkness in that room. Like there was someone in there that was angry for whatever reason. Like was just so angry in that room. And I always wondered like why that room. Like, are there any stories in that room? Like,
I've heard a few.
All I've heard is paranormal stories, but I haven't heard, like, why it's haunted.
I've heard several. There was one, it was, like, a father. So, I think kind of they base off Queen Mary's Dark Harbor. They base the maze kind of off of a man who is kind of mentally, like, ill. And you're, like, going through his brain. It's, like, part of the maze. Mm. And it's, like, all these things. So there was one that he was like abusive and he did something like he beat his child to death or like, I don't, he would lock people in the room or lock his family.
Really? What? History. That's like so dark too. Like that would totally be something that would have happened in there.
The legend of B340, when they opened the door to the stateroom, they found a man had been ripped apart, his limbs spread all over the room.
What?
What? Okay, that's a new one.
I've never heard of that one. Me that one's either. Like so intense.
apparently back in the 60s, during one of the final cruises before the ship was docked in Long Beach, a man went crazy and brutally murdered two women. His crimes were discovered. And he was locked in his third-class stateroom, either B-222, 224, or 226. And this makes sense to me because B-340 wasn't B-340 at the time when all this was happening. It was one of those. And it may have been 226 because that kind of sounds familiar to me.
Wasn't it like two rooms? Oh, no, it wasn't two rooms. It's like a bigger room. It's bigger than a lot of the rooms.
Yeah. Upon the next sailing, the paranormal reports started coming in from the stateroom when it was docked in Long Beach in 1967. The three third-class staterooms were combined into the larger guest room, B-340. That's how we got there. Oh, so
they were combined.
Yeah, that's how we got there. Because
it has two doors. I always thought that was weird.
That's, okay, that makes sense. By the 1980s, B-340 was close to booking because guests would leave in the middle of the night.
They closed it for so long, like, and then they turned it into, like, a paranormal room.
Ew, okay, here's some of... So the stories obviously change over time. We never truly know exactly what
happened.
It's
like happened. A legend, like a...
Yeah.
Urban legend.
So here's some of what they've heard. A man killed his family in the cabin. A woman killed her husband. Or a husband killed his wife. A lone passenger's throat was cut. And
I just got chills.
The list just goes on and on. So there's all... Obviously, something very dark, or even multiple things could happen in this, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously, stories change or get altered over time.
Or there could be, like, a portal in there that's just, like, a dark portal, like...
There's something, because no matter who I watch or, you know, who I've seen film videos there or anything, it's always something.
It's always bad.
Yeah.
It's never good.
No,
like, it's never, like, a like, you could have positive paranormal experiences. You can't sound, like, you know, like, if... You're, like, into what we do. Like, we've had positive ones, but, like, every single person that has visited that room has been scared, frightened, has had a horrible experience.
Yes. And a terrible night's sleep.
Yes. I would not... I don't think I would sleep in there.
No.
I feel like I would rent it out, but I wouldn't, like... I would sleep in a different room. Well, now we're gonna start, like, getting into some Halloween horror stories, kind of with that legend that you were, like, talking about what happened on the Queen Mary. I mean, there's a lot of stories about Halloween. Like, people have been murdered. There's been, like... Oh, here. Okay, here's 10 terrifying murders committed on Halloween night. We could go into that.
Oh, gosh. That scares me, because I know a lot of, like, serial killers or murderers. Like, that's, like, a perfect night for them.
Yeah. Okay. So, this one is about the Candyman. I've heard of this one.
I think so, too.
So, on Halloween in 1974, 8-year-old Timothy O'Brien returned to his Houston home from a long night of trick-or-treating. His father, Ronald, gave him one last piece of candy, a pixie stick. Pixie sticks. Pixie sticks. I like to tell. A pixie stick. Which Timothy ate instantly. Which I would too. Why not eat that instantly? Within moments, the boy was vomiting and he died on his way to the hospital. After changing his story multiple times, police learned that Ronald was responsible for his son's death and he had poisoned the candy with cyanide. Jeez. Wow. Turns out Ronald was in debt and had taken out a life insurance policy on his children. That's so sick. Like, that's so like wrong. Literally sick. A year later, he was found guilty of murder and he was given the death penalty by lethal injection.
Good.
The murder left its mark, though parents still today check their kids' candy to see if it's been tampered with.
As I agree. They should. Every parent should check your kids' candy.
Like, make sure there was one time I was eating M&Ms on Halloween and I tasted tobacco. Like, someone put tobacco, like, in the, like, it was weird.
Oh my gosh.
I remember that when I
definitely
was little.
Take your kids to neighborhoods or houses that you trust, because that's
yeah, like that's a safe neighborhoods, you know.
So Leslie and Adrian and their friend Lauren were busy handing out candy to trick-or-treaters at their home in California on Halloween night 2004. At around 11 p.m., the three women went to bed not knowing that there would be one more visitor that night. And that's what I'm afraid of. I don't need to read anymore. I'm always afraid of who comes to your door Halloween night.
Right.
You never know.
Right.
So Lauren wakes up to a scream from the upstairs bedrooms. She runs out of the house and drove away, leaving her two friends behind.
She just left them?
Turns out both her friends were stabbed to death upstairs.
Oh, is that why she left them?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But she heard the scream, so maybe did she know they were dead, or she just
did
probably
she see hurt. Them and leave, or did she just like leave? Like, you know what I mean?
Like, I would hear you scream, see you, Kelsey, going home.
I'm not gonna check on you.
I'm not dying tonight.
She had to have seen them. There's no way.
So Eric, a friend of one of the victims, had actually turned himself in and confessed to the murders. Though he never told anyone of his motive, he is serving a life sentence without the possibility of a parole. So he's a friend of one of the girls, shows up late Halloween night and just goodbye.
Why though? Like, do you think maybe he had a relationship with them? Like,
I never understand why people.
Yeah, like what like gets you into that mindset that to upset, end someone's
that
life?
Angry. Yeah.
Like, I don't have that in me.
Me
like
either.
That's just not something. I get mad at people, but like right. I would never wish that.
I'm gonna
on
go
anyone.
Trick or treat at your house. And
yeah, like what? I just like it's great. There has to be something like wrong, like
absolutely.
With, you know, like mentally something off.
I'm mentally ill.
Okay, the toolbox killers. So in 1979, Shirley Ledford was hitchhiking home from a Halloween party when two men picked her up in a dinghy van, which isn't safe. I mean, but it was the 70s. I guess
true.
That's kind of what
different
they would
time,
do
yeah.
different times. Little did she know that the two men were known as the Toolbox Killers. Lawrence Bittaker and Roy Norris were... Roy Norris. I can't say their
sounds name, great.
Were famous for picking up female hitchhikers and then torturing them with tools typically found in a toolbox. Wow.
Ouch.
They often took pictures of their victims during the slayings. It's crazy how it's two people doing this. Like, two people are committing. Two people are that.
There's two insane people.
Yeah, like, to do and call themselves the... Or maybe they got that nickname, whatever. After torturing Ledford, they dropped her body on a stranger's lawn. Ledford became the pair's fifth and final victim after a friend turned them in. Good friend.
Right.
Like, for... I mean, not a good friend of that, but like
right.
good person for turning
good
him in.
Yes.
Bittaker was sentenced to death, but died in 2019 of natural causes. Norris, I guess, who cooperated with the investigation, was given 45 years to life in prison. But like, even if he cooperates, like, he killed five people.
Yeah. It's like, I don't care how good you are, how cooperative you are.
Like,
you did what you did.
That's just horrible.
All right. The night before Halloween in 1975, 15-year-old Martha Moxley left her Connecticut home to attend a costume party. On Halloween morning, she was found dead in the backyard, beaten to death by a golf club.
Oh my gosh.
25 years later, Michael, who was also 15 at the time of the slaying, was convicted of the murder and sentenced to 20 years to life in prison. He maintained his innocence, and on May 4th, 2018, the Connecticut Supreme Court vacated his conviction. In 2020, CNN reported that the case was reopened to the public.
So it's still an open case?
So did he do it or did he not? Come on, 15 Connecticut.
15 years old? I guess, like, if he did it on accident, got angry and didn't realize what he was doing. But, like, still.
That's such a touchy subject, because some people would fight the fact that he was still a child.
Right.
I don't know how I feel about that. Because some of them, it's like, okay, you kill someone, you need to be tried, like, as
like, adult. If they had, like, the mental capacity to do...
I feel like 15 is old enough. He knew what he was doing.
Right. I feel like when I was 15, I knew right from wrong. You know, I knew that killing was not okay, but...
That's awful.
I don't know.
How sad for her family, though. It's like it's like unsolved.
Yeah. You know? Like... That sucks. And 25 years later, like, it's still... That's sucks. Awful. Like, I just... Ugh. On October 31st, 1981, Sister Tadia Benz's body was found naked in a convent. I don't know what that is. Convent?
Nuns.
Nuns. Okay, Sister Tadia. Okay, that makes sense. So it's like a nun...
Like, we're, like, so sweet.
Wait, it's like a place where nuns live.
Yeah.
Okay. We're uneducated.
Just edit that out. I know a convent is the way
they... I know, we know exactly what... We were just, like, just testing each other. We're just... The other nuns in the house noticed a broken window in the community room, so they called the police immediately. Authorities found Benz's clothing and a knife under the bed. Meanwhile, an autopsy revealed the nun was stabbed, strangled, and assaulted. Police arrested a man who lived across the street named Johnny Frank Garrett after a witness saw him running from the convent that evening. He was convicted and sentenced to death in 1922. His last words were reported to be, "I'd like to thank my family for loving me and taking care of me. The rest of the world can kiss my ass."
Oh my gosh.
So first he kills a nun. Like, really? Kills a nun and then says that, like, as his last words.
That's awful.
He was just not a good person. Like, this was just, like, and on I wonder why, like, they chose, if he meant to choose Halloween or if, like, Halloween aggravated him in some way. Like, like, you know how they say, like, you know, Halloween spooky season, like, dark energy and, you know, all that. Do you think maybe people, like, are more susceptible to, like, I don't know, negative energy, like, taking over them? Like, maybe. Do you think that they're, like, people are more negative? Like, I don't know.
Maybe it brings something out. Like, obviously, it takes a special kind of person to do such horrific things.
Right.
So maybe it's something with that time of year, you know, that time that brings something out in those people, or, you know, those people are just premeditating these things and think, like, this is the day I'm gonna do it,
right? Because they say, like, a lot of killers, like, do it in the summer, like, because, like, it's hot and people get aggravated easily and everyone's windows are open, and, like, so people say, like, there's a time period when, like, killings happen more than others, which is super weird to me. I'm like, I wonder if Halloween is one in one of those categories.
It might be. We've just read so many, like...
I know. I don't know. So, like, strange. There's so many, like, cool, like, things about, like, the history of Halloween and, like, hauntings and Halloween came about, witchcraft, and we will get into that in the next episode of Intoxicated. Thank you guys so much for watching and or listening. Thank you, Ashley, for being a special guest on Intoxicated.
Thank you for having me.
How's your truly feeling?
I'm feeling great.
We're gonna go somewhere spooky after this, so stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. It might be a drunk ghost hunting video, but make sure you guys are subscribed. Also, hit that notification bell so that you guys know when I post. And I will see you guys I will hear you guys. You will listen to me.
You'll see her later.
You'll hear me and listen and be there in the next episode. Yes. Stay woke, everyone.